Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Grace and peace. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace.
Shalom.
Grace and peace. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm your brother Joe of Israel, of the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight is Thursday night edition with your brother from Peoria, Illinois, from this corner, from the Spirit of Meekness and Bible Study, from the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class, Isaiah Brown.
Amen, amen, amen. Grace and peace, family.
Amen.
Grace and peace.
And his ring manager and his cut manager would be to call me up. The doctor in his corner would be Nakomi Swanson. That's actually a reader tonight, everybody. And the most important person you're going to hear tonight is the brother with the book, because that's your healing. That's all day long. Tonight's precept is Clash of the Skirmish Battle. Clash of the Skirmish Battle, we must fast and pray. St. Mark 9:29. He said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Well, brother, we're going to turn this over to our brother Isaiah Brown. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I have a quick question. Is like the tournament we're doing, do it start at sundown tonight or sundown tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
I'm tripping. I would do the 3-day fast. I'm tripping. No, you know, the Father's good.
It ain't like you can't use it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all. Who was you telling? Let me tell y'all something.
Right.
I was talking to my boy. You know my boy Tajin, and we was talking about this precept. I was putting this precept together, and basically how the precept went was like, the more you learn, the greater the battle. The greater the battle, the easier the fast. That was the name of the precept. It's coming sometime soon. I don't know when. But, you know, it's basically, it's kind of hitting back on this precept we're doing today. But, hey, the Father's good. I did my first fast. And the next fast be tomorrow at sundown. So, all praises. God, Lord knows I need it.
Amen.
You know, and definitely, You know what I'm saying? Definitely, it's like I think the Lord show us something. You know what I'm saying? And definitely with the prophets in the Bible and how the prophets were so strong in the Bible, how strong David was, how strong Esther was, you know, how strong Job was, the rest of the prophets in the Bible, how strong they was. If you really look at their storyline and how powerful they were, it's because they was doing so much fasting. You know what I'm saying? And even with any matter that came up, you always found them fasting. You know, and I got a testimony before we start. You know, this was about 3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, when me and my baby sister was roommating. You know what I'm saying? I tried to do a 2-day fast. I got through the first day, but the second day, I got through the night, and I was on my hands and knees by the time the afternoon came. You know, so I didn't get a chance to finish it, but I fought to try to finish it. And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. This is the God honest truth. When I did that day and a half of fasting back in my younger youth, about 4 years ago, those was the most positive thoughts I had, one of the strongest, easiest battles I've ever came across when I did them fasts like that back when I was younger. You know, and I think the Father is trying to show me something. You know, it's like we pray for strength. We pray to be helped with the battles we go through in life. You know what I'm saying? We pray for all these things. We pray for all these things, right? Why not do it from praying and fasting? Why not fast and do it? So, you know, man, Lord knows I'm serious on this thing right here, man. I'm trying to at least pull out a fast. You know, this fast I just did was beautiful. It wasn't a whole 24 hours, but it was a beautiful fast, you know, and I'm glad the Father was merciful enough for me to get through what I promised. But let me tell y'all something, man. If you have an issue in life that's hard to get away from, please fast. You know, however long you fast ain't got, it's none of my business, nobody else's business. But whatever you call or consider a fast for your body and flesh, then you fast. If you want to fast for 11 hours, 13 hours, 12 hours, hey, just for the fact that you at least trying to do that fast, I know for certain God will answer your prayer. You know, and show you things that you need to be seen, that need to be shown to you for the fact that you praying and fasting. You know, but I'm telling you right now, when I did that almost 2-day fast, man, I'm talk about a warrior. I'm talking about I wasn't looking at women backsides or nothing like that. I'm talking about my anger was gone. You know, my frustration, the lust in my eyes, it was gone. When I did them fasts like that, I'm talking about me and my sister was pulling out fasts all day. I think that's what the Lord is showing me today. Since we got our tournament coming up tomorrow night at sundown, I honestly believe this is what the Lord is showing me tonight. It's to show us that if we have battles in life, you know, if we have just the wicked spirits that just won't leave, or them battles that, you know, we just really have a tough time with, then do a fast. I'm not talking about the one fast and then you do, then the devil told me to come around, you're doing the fast again. No, man, the Lord is gracious, the Lord is merciful, and we are blessed to know this word. So I honestly believe if you got it in your strength, you should at least fast at least twice, 2 times a week, or at least 4 times a month, something like that. So you can really get that strength that the Most High God got for us. So we'll get into this precept, man, because the Lord showed me some good stuff with this praying and fasting. What's going on, Brother Nakomi? I know you Mr. Cool, man. I know you in the background somewhere. Where you at?
No, I'm good.
What's going
good
on, bro?
Wow, good.
All praises, bro. I'm glad for
shalom,
you to come in.
Late.
Shalom, shalom. Because I'm nice and stuffed. It's sundown. It's time for us to get this rolling. So what I'm going to do is to start us out in the Lord's Prayer, and Brother Nakomi will read whatever the Father put on his heart. So I'm going to ask all the sisters to please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. Let's pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wisdom shall praise herself and shall glory in the midst of her people. In the congregation of the Most High shall she open her mouth and trump before his power. I came out of the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth as a cloud. I dwelt in high places, and my throne is in a cloudy pillar. I alone can pass the circuit of heaven and walk in the bottom of the deep, in the waves of the sea, and in all the earth, in every people and nation I get a possession. With all these I sought rest, and I, whose inheritance shall I abide? So the Creator of all things gave me a commandment, and he that made me cause my tabernacle to rest, and said, let thy dwelling be in Jacob, and thy inheritance in Israel. He created me from the beginning before the world, and I shall never fail. In the holy tabernacle I served before him, and so was I established in Zion. I read Ecclesiastes chapter 24, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bro, I know you always give me a good one, man, when you do your reading in the beginning. Always a good one. Just like calling a Job on the phone. I know he would give me a good one with some knowledge. And, you know, anytime you come and read, man, you always come and give me with some good read. So the Father's good for that, bro. And let's go ahead and get into this precept. One more time. The name of the precept today, well, tonight is called Clash of the Skirmish Battle. We must fast and pray. One more time. Clash of the Skirmish Battle. We must fast and pray. And we look at the word skirmish battle, which just basically means just a battle royale. You know, it's a fierce battle. You know, and this battle is the battle that we have with ourselves every day.
Amen.
You know, we had these battles, we had these fights. You know, but if you read this Bible, the Lord is continuously showing us how we defeat our battles. You know, the Lord showed us in the book of Luke, you know, he defeated the devil with three scriptures. You know, for it is written, for it is written, for it is written. You know, he didn't go off into his own mind. You know, he didn't go off into his own thoughts, but he kept his thoughts on the Father, and he only announced what the Father had written in the pages of the book. The devil couldn't stand with that. You know, so he left him alone for a little season. But the whole thing is that if you call yourself a servant of God, remember, we are the ones the devil wants the most. The devil wants to swift us all like we. He wants us all slung in a lake of fire more than anybody in the entire world. It's because we are the ones that's messing up his plans. We are the ones that the Father is using to bring this light. You know what I'm saying? So we a problem to him. But the whole thing is that to be even more of a problem, we are the saints he wants. I got the world already. They all lusting. I ain't got to worry about them. Now I'm coming for Isaiah. I'm coming for Nakomi. I'm coming for Job. I'm coming for Sister Rhea. I'm coming for Sister Mary and the rest of us that's really trying to do this thing right. And sometimes we get a little decent battle. You know, we put up good battles. But there's also some battles that we just really have a hard time with. We all do. So if we all got a battle in our heart that we really have a hard time dealing with, in order to take hold of that problem is by fast and prayer. So what we're going to do is look through these scriptures and let's see if the Father can give us an understanding on how to do this thing right. So let's go in the book Ephesians chapter 6 and we go pick it up in verse 10. The book Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The book Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And when you get it, big bro, go ahead and read.
Ephesians chapter 6, starting at the 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
So when you look at verse 12, we understand that this is a battle. But if you look at verse 11 tells us how to defeat that battle. When you look at verse 11, it tells you to put on the whole armor of God so you'd be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see what I'm saying? So in order for us to have a fighting chance at everlasting life, we got to put on the whole armor of God because he's coming hard. You know what I'm saying? And we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We fight against some serious power. And we're dealing with something that knows all of our weakness, all our shortcomings. Pick up verse 13 and go ahead and read.
13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand.
Go ahead.
Oh, 14. Stand,
we're going to 18.
Okay. 14. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication of all saints, and for
amen.
And for me, the
amen. That's good, bro. Now look at verse 18. Now it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And you look at that word perseverance. It's just another word. It's just saying it's like stamina, like stamina and patience. You know, so you gotta have stamina doing this thing, and you also gotta have patience when you're doing this thing. But it's saying you always praying. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So this is basically showing us just in all how you supposed to stand against this world and these wicked spirits that's out here in this world by praying and holding on to the word of God. But there's more to this story than just this. There's more to this story than just this. We put on the whole armor of God with these scripts, and we always praying. But the Lord's going to tell us something about this thing here. Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 25. Well, let's go to the book of Mark chapter 9. And we're going to pick it up at verse 29. I mean, excuse me, 25, I'm sorry. Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 9. In verse 25. The book of Mark chapter 9, verses 25, we're going to read 25 through 29. And when you get it, Jew, go ahead and read.
Mark chapter 9, verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
You better know it. Mark my words when I say this. You better know it. It's because we stick to these books, we read, and we pray. But how this flesh is, and the things that entertain us in this flesh, we really need to be fasting more often than usual. It's because you might get that spirit of anger. You know, you might get that spirit of wrath or strife. You know, you might get that spirit of debate, you know. You might even get that spirit, you know, you might have a kindling fire situation, anything. Or lust. Or inordinate affection that just won't go away. How many times have y'all just served and prayed, and as soon as you stop praying, then the thought come again? Like, dang, I just prayed. Well, what's going on? How many times? How many times did somebody come across you and say the wrong thing to you, and then you start thinking negative? Or what if you're a single brother, and then your thoughts is just going a little bit out of control? How many times? How many times do we walk this flesh after praying, but just sometimes it just still go that way? How many times do we think negative a day? How many times do we slip up and say the wrong thing every single day? And I'm not using that I'm a filthy rag thing in this precept. Because if we don't get it right, well, I don't see us making it anyway. Because the scriptures do not say it in vain that the righteous are scarcely saved. So it's going to be very difficult for us to get into this kingdom. And I think the Lord is trying to help us to show us that you need to fast more. You want some spirits off of you? You want to think right? You want to do right? You want to up your behavior? Then you better start fasting more.
Amen.
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 Amen, brother.
We really got to stop fasting more because the Lord is showing me. The Lord is showing me that the only way for me to get up out of my situation is I need to fast. Because he showed me I can do it. If I can pull off almost 2 days and be fine, I can do it. I can fast more. I need to fast more.
Yes, we do.
The Day of Atonement is beautiful. It's a great thing. But we need to be fast more than just on that day. And I ain't talking about doing it in some type of being irritated or mad when you're doing it. No, this is for salvation. Because this battle gets rough. God knows. The
Damn,
Father
bro.
In heaven knows that this walk is rough.
Amen.
Just imagine if you're entertaining the evil thought. Who do you think? You think you're entertaining those spirits? What if you're not watching what you say? And you constantly keep not watching what you say? Who do you think you're entertaining?
Amen.
Or if you're talking to the wrong person, you're talking to a female you know you ain't got no business talking to. If you're not aware, you're going to end up killing your damn self. I slipped a bullet on death. I thank the Father for that.
Hey, bro.
It's because we really need to look at this precept, man, for real. You know, this precept came from the heart. This precept came from fear. This was fear that brought this precept together.
Amen.
It's because we do the Day of Atonement, beautiful thing, but we really need to start fasting a whole lot more because we go get an understanding on why we need to. But let's get back in this precept, and then we go see why we really need to. Let's go to the book of Joel, chapter 2. We're in the book of Joel, chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 12 through 13, bro. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. You get it, what the book say?
Joel chapter 2, starting at the 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning.
Because
and rend
your
heart.
Because if you look at us, those that's trying to serve God, then the Lord say he come back for those that's of a broken and contrite spirit. Because man, we're not happy at the things we do or say or think. We're not. So if we hurt from the heart for sinning against God or doing stuff we know we ain't got no business doing, we looking at the book of Joel. This says, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your mind, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Sometimes you just got to cry and fast. And put your hands up and face the east and let the Lord know, Lord, help me. This is too much. This spirit I've been entertaining is too much. Because sometimes, like what we just read in the book of Mark chapter 9, is that some of these spirits won't depart from us unless we're doing some fasting and praying. We got to be fasting and praying. But it said, man, you got to come with weeping and mourning. Verse 13.
And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil.
And yet, yeah, we have a great and incredible and merciful God that's sitting in the third heaven. If he see you crying and mourning, and you got that contrite spirit, and now you fasting, TV turned off, the phone turned off, and it's just nothing but you and God, you don't think he'll help you? For certainly he'll help you. Because I did the praying thing, prayer do works. But when I was younger, boy, I'm trying to get back to where I was when I was younger. When I was younger, I took no mess at all, nothing. Because I'm being dead serious when I did them fast days. When I was fasting like that, I'm talking about my thoughts, my actions, what I was saying, what I was doing was fire. It was beautiful. I want to get back like that. And I honestly believe to get back like that is to understand my faults, understand my wrongdoings, fast, weep, and ask the Father that's sitting in third heaven for mercy and forgiveness. And I ain't talking about just one time a year. You should do it as many times as you possibly can. Because I'm sick of this flesh. I'm tired of this flesh. I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of thinking over the same wickedness over and over and over again. And the Father's constantly keep showing me, Isaiah, in order for you to get rid of this stuff, you got to fast.
That's right.
Yep.
You got to fast. Because I was dealing with pride and I was stubborn. But not no more, because the Lord has given me way too much work in the vineyard for this to go away to the wayside. So I got to fast. And I'm not going to complain. I'm going to do it. Because this flesh is something. You know, this flesh get on us sometimes so hard, man, it just will make you want to sit back and cry. You know what I'm saying? It'll make you just want to be like, man, I don't think I'm going to make it. But somebody else felt like this too. Another prophet feeling the exact same way how we feel about this matter. Let's check it out. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 7. The book of Romans chapter 7, and it could be verses 21 through 20, 21 and 22. And keep your marker in the book of Romans, because we could be going back and forth. But in the book of Romans chapter 7, we could be verses 21 and 22, and you get it, bro, go on and read.
Romans chapter 7, verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil was present with me.
Hold on one
for
second.
I delight.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil was present with me. But in order for you to do that good, that evil, it's going to always be present with you. But in order to not entertain that evil for to latch out on you is by that fasting and prayer. You know it's there. You know it can get out of line a lot of times. So before you want to do this good work for the Father, it won't renege and back on you with something wicked, then we got to fast and pray. Because we understand that whenever you, wherever you go in life, even when you want to do good, you can always have that wicked with you. Something negative is going to always be with you. So if you know when you want to do good, wicked is with you, or evil present is with you, why not fast and pray just to make sure you get that under control? But when you look at verse 21, it says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Go ahead and read.
22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
And we all do. I know we all be at work probably just sitting back like, man, I can't wait to get home and get my Bible. Get my Bible, get in the Word, do this, do that. But then as soon as you punch out, is you still thinking like that? Or did that evil entertain you enough for you to be doing something else? Because I sure be wanting to come home and do like about 25, 30 comic book pages and about 3 precepts. It ain't always like that when I come home. But the whole thing is, it's like we need to stay focused. And keep our mind on the prize. It's because we got this wicked spirit around us. We want to do good, evil's present with us. And that presence that's with us with that evil, trust me, that evil know exactly what we like and what we want to do. I'm going to tell you why. Let's find out why. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's find out something about this evil. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28. And Brother Nakomi, we're going to read verses 1 and then we're going to skip to 3. The book of Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 1 and we're going to skip to 3.
Ezekiel 28 and 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying.
Skip down to 3.
Verse 3. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee.
Now, who do you think we're talking about? So that's all we need. It's because, matter of fact, Brother Nakomi, it just don't sound right me saying it this way. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Read verses 1 to 3. Just read verses 1 to 3 for me again.
1 and 3 or 1 through 3?
1 through 3.
1 through 3?
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter 28, starting at the 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God. So thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee.
And that's good enough right there. So what did we just find out? So we understand that it was talking about the prince of Tyrus. But then we also, but when you read on your own time, finish reading the book Ezekiel chapter 28, you understand that this is not talking about the actual prince of Tyrus. Because when you look at this right here, it said, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret thing that you can hide. Okay, excuse me. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. So once you understand that this is talking about saying the devil, then that saying the devil knows our deepest secrets, The devil knows what we lust after. The devil knows our desires. The devil knows what we can tolerate. And he knows what we cannot tolerate. He knows the sin that's easy for us to overcome. And he knows the sin that is hard for us to overcome. And we have a very great and merciful God that is showing us how we do this thing right. So when he comes to us with the hard stuff, he's not coming to tap you on your wrist a little bit and leave. No, he's trying to put you in a chokehold. Because he knows that this is your area you're not really paying attention to. Definitely, if you're not. Matter of fact, definitely if you're not paying attention to it. But when you look at the book of Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 22, it said when you want to do good, evil is present with you. And we look at book of Ezekiel chapter 28, of course it's going to be evil present with you because it's going to be something that you like in the flesh that the devil will try to throw at you. Because he know it all already. And he know how to get us at our shortcomings. But let's look at what David prayed against this. Let's go to book of Psalms chapter 38. We're in the book of Psalms, chapter 38, and we can pick it up at verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 10. If you get it broke, go ahead and read.
Psalms 38, starting at the 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head as in heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me.
Man, Satan is coming hard. You know, he know what we like. He coming hard. Devil is coming hard. But we can't really blame him like that. Because we know that the only power he has is to put the thought in our heart. But that thought he put in our mind. Woe into that garbage sometimes. Well, matter of fact, all the time. But when we don't fast and pray, this is how, well, when we don't fast and we end up in some trouble or doing something kind of business doing, then this is how we come to the Lord, like we'll be reading in the book of Psalms chapter 38. We need this mercy because it's rough. But in order just to win that battle, we got to be fasting and praying. Skip down to verse 21 and read 21 and 22.
Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Amen. Now let's look at these things in this flesh that entertain us. Well, that entertain the world. Let's look at the things that entertain this world and the things that we have to be aware of and the many devices that the devil has. And in order for us to get away from this stuff permanently is by fasting and prayer. Let's check this stuff out. Let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 19 through 21. Let's look at the works of this flesh. And matter of fact, we can start, the book of Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Galatians 5, starting at the 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Hey, adultery. We have fornication. We have uncleanness. We have lasciviousness, and that's just lustfulness. We have idolatry. We have witchcraft. We have hatred. We have variance. Variance is conflict, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition. That's to teach people to rebel. Heresies is blasphemy, or belief or opinion contrary to religious or doctrine. We have envying, we have murderers, we have drunkenness, we also have rebellion. Now, what if you have one of these spirits on you? What if you have the spirit of variance, conflict? What if you have that spirit of strife on you that just won't go away? What if you have that? What if you have a problem with fornication that's just not going away? What if you have a problem with wrath? What if you have a problem with strife? You praying, but what if they just not going away? What if they're not going away? What if we have a problem with envy? These are issues that we have. I'm not saying we follow these things, but only you know your battle that you have it in your heart. Because these type of things, these spirits will latch on to you, will latch and won't let go unless you doing some fasting and praying. You want that envy gone? Because you know envy is one of the worst things up here. Because how the book say it, what it said about envy? That the spirit that dwell in us lusteth to envy. So that doesn't say the wicked man or the righteous man. Nothing like that. Flesh in general lust to envy. What if you have that spirit of envy up on you anyway?
Right.
What if you got it on you like that? What if that spirit of adultery is trying to tap on to you? Or that lasciviousness, that lustfulness? Or what if inordinate affection latches on to you and it just feels like it's not getting off of you? We have nobody to blame but ourselves, because the Most High God taught us how to get rid of that spirit. Some spirits are not easy to get loose from besides fasting and prayer. So we have issues like this in the flesh. It just feel like they not going nowhere. It feel like it's always lingering around you. You're trying to fight it all the time. You're always thinking on it and behaving on it. You get to thinking. It's because we need to take heed to this precept. That spirit ain't going no damn well. until we get up off our behind, close up the food, you know, close up the pantry, turn the TV off, set up an appointed time for you to fast. And as bad as the spirit is, that's how often you should be fasting. If that spirit constantly acts on you like that, that'll show you how fast you're supposed to be. That'll show you how many times you're supposed to be fasting. Do that enough and keep the faith and watch the wonders and the power of Almighty God take get rid of that problem from you.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yes,
I see it happen to myself because I just sit here and just slap myself in the head and call myself boo-boo the fool sometimes because I already know how to stop my issue. It's just that I didn't want to stop them. It take a real man in the servant of God to say that. Certain things latch on to us. Is the reason why it's so hard to get away from is because we don't want to give it up. But you know, if you don't give it up, you're going to the fire. So you have to train yourself. You got to pray some major fasting to get this flesh in order. Food for thought. I don't want to keep anybody hostage for about 4 hours, so let me go ahead and just start back with this precept. So if you have any of these issues we just read in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, if you get this, any of these spirits last on to you, fasting and prayer daily will get rid of that spirit. I guarantee you, it won't last long. And let's find out some other things. Let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 3. We're going to go to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 5. Just that one verse, verse 5.
Colossians 3 and 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Hey, Brother Joe, do a favor for me. Could you or Sister Red look up that word inordinate affection for me?
Yes, sir. Inordinate, right?
Yeah, inordinate affection. Well, inordinate, yeah.
Inordinate. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Oh, let it rip, bro. Let it rip. Yeah, let it rip.
Okay. Inordinate, exceeding normal limits, immoderate, unrestrained as behavior or emotional, intemperate, irregular, or disorder, inorderly, inordinate, not within proper limits, excessive, unrestrained in conduct, feelings, etc. Disorderly, uncontrolled, not regulated, irregular, inordinate, beyond normal limits, excessive charges, book, inordinateness, excessive, unreasonable, undue, immoderate, excessive, unreasonable, disproportionate, extravagant, undue, preposterous, unwarranted, exuberant, unrestrained, intemperate, unconscionable, immoderate, excessive, extreme, overabundant, overmuch, undue. That's a doozy.
Yeah. Now, just imagine if you have that spirit on you.
Huh.
But one thing I would not say, is that there's no hope for that brother or sister or for anybody that's dealing with the inordinate. I would not sit there and say that, because the Lord said that a live dog is better than a dead lion, to show us that as long as we're still alive, we still got a chance to make it to the kingdom. But if you have, for say, inordinate spirit on you, that means you might have to throw away your social life and fast. That looks like a three times a week fast. And I ain't talking about no 24 hours unless you got it in your heart to do so. But you know, it's so many other ways. Like this one brother said that it's not a fast unless you're doing it for 24 hours. I'm not going to say that. Because you can fast till evening, whatever. Whatever you got in your heart to fast, that's what you fast. But that inordinate is a doozy. It seemed like a doozy. And it seemed like, and it looked like some stuff that we don't want to get ourselves into. But in case you have that inordinate affection in your heart that is latched on to you, you need to, well, then we need to fast and pray.
Amen. Great point. Amen.
You know, because a lot of folks been talking about fast. I put my phone on mute. And I think the Lord is finally pulling me up in my neck and pressing the unmute button so I can get into it. Because I really didn't like fasting like that, but I have no choice. If I want to have a chance to make the Lord's kingdom, fasting has to be a part of my daily life, or make it a part of my daily life. And I'm not just talking about for the atonement. It's because, you know, I know I said it before, I'm going to say it again. These spirits are out here, and these spirits are powerful. And
yes,
the spirits are latched on to, and the spirits are latched on to us are too strong for us. We walk around like we just got this whole thing just, you know, under control. If we did have it under control, then why is the Lord constantly keep telling us to fast and pray? And why do it say pray daily or fast daily?
Amen.
It's because we're dealing with something we can't even see. And we don't even know if it's our own conscience or spirit. You know how those spirits come on us. It comes as your best friend. And by the time it get done with you, you be have you sit back thinking. And you gonna be have yourself thinking if you go on some folly and madness. It's because the last could be going to is gonna be a powerful that the Lord showed me. I'm just talking for the sake of time, so we ain't out of here too rough. Now let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Wrong one. No, we're not supposed to, this is not supposed to be in here. I'm sorry. Not that one. Let's go to the book of 1 John chapter 2. Because you know what? Before we get back started, man, I was looking at something on the TV. Well, it was something that popped up on a notification on YouTube, and the stuff I was looking at just broke my heart. You know, and when you are serving a God, you know, you can see behind the person of the wicked spirits. You know, I was on YouTube, right, and this guy was giving dating advice. And, like, how do you keep your sister and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I want to check on this. Let me see what you got for the sister. And let me tell y'all something. If you take that man's advice, you have a sure seat in the lake of fire. Because it's terrible. How the brothers look at our sisters now, and how the sisters look at the brothers, and what they find cool, what they find hip. You can just see the spirit of lust. You can see the spirit of adultery. You can see the spirit of fornication. You can see the spirit of inordinate affection. You can see the spirit of lasciviousness flown all on the page. I said, brother just turned around and said, well, I can't stop. I got me about 25, 30 bad chicks. They know not to call me unless they want, they know they want some oomph. I was like, man, it's like when you separate yourself from the world and you just go and check it back out, it's like, what the hell happened? So to show you the things that we got to deal with in this world itself. That stuff was crazy.
Madness, bro.
It is madness. Man. All I did was shake my head and turn it and went to something else. But we in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. You get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 John chapter 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
And this world is world. So old school. This world is so effed up and jacked up, trust me. Even though how messed up wicked it is, if we don't stop fast, if we don't keep fasting and praying, we might slip up in that world. Because I'm telling you, it's just that easy to get slipped back into this world. It's very easy to get back into the world. So that's why we really need to fast and pray and be aware of what's going on in this world. And to hope and pray to God that we don't get entangled with this world, because it's just that easy. Because we need to understand that it says, for all that is in the world, of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So we need to understand. If we're not fasting and praying and confessing our faults to the Most High, you don't want to get caught up in this stuff. But in order not to get caught up in it, because remember, we got to live in this world. We can't leave this world. So we in our safe zone at home, but we got to go to work. You know, we got to go to the store.
Right.
We might want to go to the park. We're going to always be surrounded by it, and who knows what's going to catch your attention. Don't count yourself a super saint and think this can't not happen to you. Just want to snatch your ass up so quick. Because I've seen it happen. Because it's easier when we all together. But what if it's 1 versus 7? Then that's when you really need to put on your faith and your hope. And your strength in the Most High God.
Say it, bro.
Because if you got six or six buddies talking jab, talking worldly, if you're not strong, you're going to start talking jab, talking worldly. And if the sisters that's in the world is talking about their men and what they do for their pleasure in their house, that means if you a righteous sister, you got to be on guard too. Because we need to understand that we don't want to get left. Sometimes how our flesh is, the flesh don't want to be left out. We don't want to be counted off as being weird. But if you're serving the God, you go be weird. But the reason why I'm saying this is just a what if and to always be aware. Because this world is crazy. And if we're not fasting and praying, it's a possibility this world can snatch us up. So be mindful of that, because we really need to be mindful of that. And let's find out why. This has become one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah 17. It's because this is why it's just this easy to get snatched up. It is just this easy to get snatched up, because we understand that there's no secret you can hide from the devil. You know what I'm saying? We all know that there's nothing that dwells good in this flesh. But we're about to read right now is for the world and for everybody else. Because it didn't just say the wicked, it said man in general. So right now we're in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, and we're going to read verses 9. The book of Jeremiah 17, verse 9. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Jeremiah 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
That's why we need to be fasting. And that's why we need to be aware of this world. It's because woe when you by yourself. Woe when you by yourself when you're around all these worldly people. That's when you really got to show you're a servant of God. I'm almost there at my job. The Father is merciful. I'm almost there. I ain't been talking crazy. I've just been chilling and mad at my business. The Father is merciful. Because I work with a place where it's 97% women. 97% women. But the Father is merciful. I'm doing a good job. I hope to God that I keep doing a good job. But we need to be mindful of this thing right here. Our minds is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's throwing pride away. That's throwing arrogancy, throwing all that stuff away. When you look at the thoughts of our heart, it is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why we need to be fast and praying to make sure that we forsake our thoughts and make sure we forsake our way and only stay tuned what's written in the pages of the book. That's the only way we're going to have any fighting chance. And really doing some fasting and praying. I want to fast so much until it becomes second nature. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's about that time. But let's be aware that
Amen.
There's nothing that's going good in my head. And it's desperately wicked. It's desperately wicked, definitely for these single brothers, because I told you how wicked this world is, and y'all are older than me, so I know y'all know y'all knew before I knew that this world was wicked as ever. But this world is very wicked. You know, I'm talking about it literally got to the point that you really have to watch your conversation, and even when your conversation is positive, sometimes you still got to still watch it. Let me tell you a story. This happened a while back. I was having a positive conversation with this girl. It was a beautiful, nice conversation. I don't remember what we was talking about. So, you know, I went on about my business, thinking positive, you know, about to go, probably go listen to some King James Version, come out to go on break or whatever. But then she was like, hold up, because, you know, I just got back from vacation. I was like, okay, cool, what's going on? So I want someone to show you these pictures that me and my friends took. So, you know, you thinking it's positive. You know, you thinking that how we think is like we think, like sometimes we think other people think how we think sometimes, if y'all catch my meaning. And sometimes we're not really aware of what people's intentions are because we think they think it the way how we think. It's a positive conversation. Leave it positive. Take it easy. So, you know, I'm laughing, talking with, okay, all right, well, all right, you take it easy. So, hold up, let me show you these pictures I took. Let me show you these pictures and these videos. Me and my friends went out. I swear to y'all, I was thinking nothing of it. As soon as I looked at that phone, it was nothing but soft porn video of her having a great time on vacation. And the only thing that's going in my head is what the hell just happened?
Right.
Behinds was moving all over the screen until I was having a behind attack. I said, you know what? That's cool, but I got to go. My boss called me. You know what I'm saying? I got to get up out of there. Because certain people will have that conversation to see if they can pull it off with you. That's why we need to fast and pray. But I thank God I was doing some good praying because that could have easily been something else. I'm just telling y'all from the wheel. I have nothing to hide. I ain't dealing with no pride. It's necessary to talk like this at times so we get an understanding of what's going on. Careful with our conversations. We got to be careful with the things we say, the things we do. But please make sure y'all doing some fasting and praying. Because just how south that conversation went between me and that sister, it can happen to anybody. A harmless conversation can turn into an atomic bomb. And I really need to get up out of there because I love women. And I'm looking at that attack is from an attack of Satan. I had to get up out of there. So that praying came from the pardon. But now through the grace of God, if I keep on fasting, then when that matter come, maybe I can do even better next time. If y'all catch my meaning. But this precept is almost over, guys. Let's go right back to the book of Romans chapter 7. We're in the book of Romans chapter 7. And we're going to read verses 12 through 15. The book of Romans chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Romans chapter 7, starting at the 12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
So we need to understand this right here. So we need to understand that the law that the Most High God gave us, it is just, it's holy, it's just, and it's good. So when you fast and fast, and make sure you keep this on your heart at all times. Go ahead and read.
13. Was then that which is good made death unto me, God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful.
Right, so we got to understand it's a certain part of, in our life that we really didn't know no better. But once we start to learn the law and understand the law, statute, judgments, and God, those things that used to entertain us, we need to understand now it is exceeding sinful. So that's why we need to fast and pray to make sure we don't go back to those ways. Because since we know now, it's even worse when we do it. But to make sure it don't happen, or to fight it even harder, we got to fast and pray. Go ahead and read, y'all. I'm to call me.
14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I.
Oh, my goodness. So that's why when we read verse 21, it says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I look at that verse 21. To me, 21 and 15 go on hand in glove, because it says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. So the things I hate doing, that's what I find myself doing. The things I know I'm supposed to be doing, I'm not really doing that. And why? It's because of 21. When I want to do good, evil is present with me. So we got to understand, y'all, this is a battle. That's why we read the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 through 3. Ain't no secret there for me. Yeah, I know you're trying to serve God, but I know you got some lust that you like, you might want to entertain. You want to do good, but you don't find yourself doing good because of that flesh and the things you know you ain't got no business doing. Those are things you find yourself entertaining. Yeah, we really need to fast and pray. Dead serious, we really need to fast and pray.
Amen. Amen, brother. You're right. More than not.
Heck yeah. It was a pleasure to do this fast I did yesterday. It was a pleasure and a delight to afflict my soul for the Most High God. And I can't wait until sundown tomorrow, because I'll be tuned with it again. And through the grace of God, we keep this thing continuing.
Amen.
But this is what time it is. Because we're looking at Paul. Paul was no pushover, man. Paul was using a handkerchief healing people. We in cold like that. And he telling us, man, when I want to do good, he was present with me. The things I know I ain't supposed to be doing, I found myself doing that. And the things I know that I'm supposed to be doing, I'm not really doing that. I'm a wretched man. Who gonna deliver me from the body of this death? That's why we got that merciful God that's sitting in the third heaven. And he's merciful enough to tell us, y'all behind us need to be fasting and praying. And we're going to find out the real reason why in a second. But let's go in the book of let's go in the book of 1 John chapter 5. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 5, and we're going to be verses 1 through 4. The book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, when you get it broke, go ahead and read.
1 John chapter 5, starting at the 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Uh-huh.
So this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
So they go, so that means they're not hard to do. Grievous is basically saying they're not hard to do. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So the things we find ourselves doing in life, trust me, keep those commandments. And understand that you fast and pray, and you keep those commandments. Remember, those commandments and the things the Most High God gave us to do is not grievous. Verse 4.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen, amen, amen. Because if we call ourselves a servant of the Most High God, because verse 1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. That's what we're doing. So, yeah, we believe on God. We believe God, and we believe that he came in the flesh and died for our sins. We believe that. So we're going to get through this. We're not going to constantly fall for these little areas in our life, because we believe in God, and we have faith in God. So whatever our issues is in this life, we're going to get through this. But to really make sure we get through this, let's do this thing by fasting and prayer. Let's go to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3.
Second Peter what?
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
Amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen. And that's what he wants for us. That's why we're doing this fast. That's why we got this atonement coming up. That's why we should be fasting daily, to really show the Most High God that we're trying to do this thing right. Because the Lord is long-suffering towards us, and he don't want none of us to perish. So he's going to give us the tools on not and on how not to perish. Keep my law, statutes, and judgments, and know for certain that you got to fast and pray to make sure you get this thing right, because these demons are out here. They trying to get us. So be mindful for that. Now let's go on the book of Luke chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 13. Get it, go ahead and read.
Luke chapter 4, starting at the 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into the high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Now, how do you think the Lord Jesus Christ came that battle like that? Now, remember, the devil is looking at Jesus like he's about to have a supreme opportunity. But the devil forgot something. Jesus has been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. How much of the Holy Spirit do you think he was filled up with? So he already knew it was a lose-lose situation anyway. But this is to show us, when we fast and when we pray and when the devil comes to us, he won't have no chance. Not saying we go slip off sometimes, because that's just flesh. But the whole thing is that it's going to be a more nourishing battle when we fast and pray, because we see Jesus did it for 40 days and 40 nights. He was full of the Holy Ghost. So to me, it looked like the devil didn't have no chance anyway. He just had to just go do that. But I honestly believe that this is showing us is that when we fast and pray, this is what's going to happen. So the servants of God can have a fighting chance, because this spirit is rough and this flesh is rough. But in order to have a fighting chance, let's fast and pray. Let's go into the last spot. Let's go into the book of Luke chapter 22. It's because we're going to really find out the reason why we need to fast and pray. We're in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And we're going to read verses 31 and 32. The book of Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32.
Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
Mm-hmm. And 32.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
And I hope that's what I've done, to strengthen y'all, because I know I need the strength, to strengthen one another, and to always understand this right here. If the devil was looking to swift Peter like we, what make you think he's not trying to swift us like we? But in order for us to have a fighting chance to make sure he don't swift us like we, is to fast and pray. You got to fast and pray. Because that's what it's going to take to get some of these spirits off of us. Some might be easy, but some might take some time, maybe some years to get off. But who knows? But in order to have a fighting chance, clash of the skirmish battle, we must fast and pray. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, bro. Hey.
Man.
Eating is overrated, isn't it?
Somebody snoring?
Okay. I guess we got the noise under control. But, man, that was powerful, man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you encouraged people to fast, man. And and I thank God that you didn't bring up the fact that, you know, that you didn't bring up, I could say the fact, but you didn't bring up, man, yeah, well, they had it wrong, and they did all this. And you didn't even go there. You said, man, I fast with your brothers and sisters today. You know, I was in prayer with them, you know. And there wasn't nothing wrong with that, man. You're right. You should be praying. That's what that is. Isn't that what the hypocrite said? He said, man, I fast twice a week. You know?
Amen.
What? You know, if you fasting twice a week, then and you ain't fasting but once a year, you kind of behind in things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man, and you know, don't get me wrong, man. I experienced that power. You know, when you add multiple days on a fast, man, no food, water. You mess around, man. I've done that a couple of times, man. A couple of few times, I say, man. I went without food and water for a week, and I got woke up out of my sleep by the voice of the Spirit. And my other brother used to say, man, ain't no spirit ever talked to me and woke me up. Well, it woke me up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It woke me up, man, and I turned over, man. I looked and I turned on the TV and the Otis Gray, the Felician Airlift was going on. So the spirit not only spoke to me that morning, but it woke me up out of my sleep to see the Ethiopian Airlift take off, man. That they was taking Israel from Ethiopia to Jerusalem, man. They were showing the Exodus. So
right.
That's a powerful thing, man. Just because somebody don't experience that don't mean it ain't happening. You know, don't mean God don't operate like that no more. Yes, he do operate like that. Don't let nobody put God in a box for you. Because they don't believe,
right.
They don't have faith. You know, that don't mean it don't work for you. You know it worked for you. You've been there. You've done that. God already showed you what your gifts are. So don't let nobody steal your crown. Don't let nobody steal your gift or your faith. You know, because
right.
They don't believe or God don't operate with them like that. Don't mean that he don't move like that. He still do. He said, I'm God and I change not. So you can't put him in that box and say he don't do that no more. He just don't do it with you. Maybe because
right.
You don't believe. You know? So
I'm glad you
so
said
fasting
that, bro.
And prayer, fasting and prayer is powerful, man. And you open up when you said, man, some of these things ain't move itself up by fasting and prayer. And I love the idea that you, the first thing you said, man, when you fasting and pray, you're dealing with them devils that's on you. You the one that's dealing with lasciviousness and carnality.
Right.
you know. Mm-hmm. So you got to overcome those things, man. And don't get me wrong, but I understand exactly what you're saying, man. These spirits out here is on out here on the attack. They're trying to steal your salvation. And mm-hmm. you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to hear it. And you got to have the strength to overcome it.
Right.
That's all to it, man. So great precept. Thank you for the warning. And thank you for the encouragement, man. You know, got to get in on the fast and the prayer at least once a week. Amen.
Amen.
Are you on the mic?
Yes. Very good lesson, Brother Isaiah. Good reading, Brother Nehemiah.
Oh, excellent reading.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good lesson, brother.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom, Nakomi.
Great lesson. Great lesson. These things we should get more into. This is something that I do almost every day. I usually don't have my first meal until 3:00 every day or later. Sometimes it turns into 24 hours. But by me doing this, some days it gets you in a state of euphoria, and that's how I'll be studying good sometimes. And it's also scientifically known when you're fasting, your brain works better because it's not using fat as a source. It's feeding off of ketones, and those things, for some reason, make you think better. So I got used to not eating. At first it started about 12, but now after a while it's like 3. And then, like I said, some days I might get busy and it'll turn into like a 24-hour fast. But this is something I do every day. Like I'm saying, this is how I mess with them numbers for the Bible code. All these things is that what I do, I just don't have nothing to eat. So I concentrate. I don't even have a TV. I don't have a TV in my apartment. So I have nothing but me and my thoughts. And when you fasting all the time like I do, it makes you really concentrate and really go deep on things if that's what you into. So it's a great thing. It's a great place to be. Like I'm saying, you're not going to starve. It's not going to hurt you or nothing like that. But this is something I do this is something I do on a daily basis that I usually don't eat even until about 3. So with that, I yield the mic, man. Fasting is a very, very good thing in your walk and to help you with the big things that you're trying to overcome. I really love that because some things you got to overcome. Like saying, you might have to cry. Some days I cry. Saying, you know that some days you got to cry. So like I'm saying, you got to humbly come to the throne. Like I'm saying, I'm afflicting myself every day, and I got lots of sorrows because I'm a human being. That's part of this life. King Solomon let you know that very well, that all these things is vanity. He said, all things are sorrow under the sun that we do. So I'm a human being, man. So I just got to let myself out through the Most High, but I afflict myself just about every day. With that, I yield the mic.
Hey, man, bro, I'm so glad you said that, man. That was beautiful, man. I'm glad you got a chance to say that, bro, man, because I'm telling y'all, man.
Woo!
You know, this precept, man, was brought forth, you know, on fear. You know, and it's like sometimes, like in the flesh, it's like you get thick and tight. Hold on one second. Yeah, I don't know, firefighters. Hold on, baby. Talk. Okay, hold on one second. It's like, man, you know, it's just this flesh, man. It's like you want. It's like the fight. It's like how many times are we sick and tired of thinking a certain way or doing the exact same thing that you know you're not supposed to be doing? It take you right back to the Book of Romans, chapter 7, when Paul said, when I want to do good, I mean, it's like the things I know I'm not supposed to be doing, that's what I'm doing. But the things I know I'm supposed to be doing, those things I don't find myself doing. And, you know, it's like it just gets you frustrated and mad, not at nobody else but yourself, but just constantly thinking of how can I overcome this flesh. And then one day the Lord just popped in my head, you go do something you don't like to do often. And that's fast. You know, I gotta fast. And looking at the scriptures, when it comes to the prophets, they always fast. And if the Lord was with them and talking with them and being with them, hell, I want the same thing too. So why not do what they were doing? by fasting and praying. I get a mic.
Amen, brother. Well, I just got to say, great precept. Thank you again. It's perfect time and perfect season, you know, because people right now is acknowledging that. And I'm glad you're encouraging people to do more of that. And that, you know, we should do more fasting and praying. And also that we will be celebrating the Atonement Friday night to Saturday night. You know, the most of the camps celebrate 3 days before we do, for various reasons, you know, not to go into it now because it's the time and place for everything. And it's now isn't that time because, hey, man, you got a lot of brothers and sisters that, that poured their heart out today. So it is what it is. Nevertheless, Friday night is when we go before the Lord and we petition our God for our sins and for each other, you know. So in season, man, like the Word of God says, in season and out of season, in season, timely, very timely. And
Amen. And
your brother, Nakomi, he fast every day. He do. You know, and, you know, to sit there and to be focused on the Most High, to sanctify himself from the world is wonderful. You know, a lot of us got too many distractions, man. You know, and I got lessons, man, when I was sitting up there, man, and when I was in jail, man, I got lessons I wrote down, man. I couldn't stop writing, you know, on tissue paper, you know. I just couldn't stop writing. So those things is like that, man, when the Most High puts you in those situations, man, to make you focus. And fasting and prayer puts you in that spirit, you know. Great, 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 great lesson, great precept. Man, very, very, very needed, very warranted. So with that being said, any closing comments?
Yes, sir. You know, just as usual, you know, oh yeah, definitely, because, you know, people are starting to check, tune it out. You know, if you're interested, if you have any children that like comic books to start out with, or, you know, if you're interested in seeing the visual of the prophets on paper in cartoon form, I have a Bible Comics on Facebook. You can click in on the search bracket, Bible Comics, click the photos, and then click the VR button. I also have an Instagram page. On the Instagram page, you can click in Isaiah Art and Anime, and it will tune in to some other comic artwork I did according to the scriptures. And also, my last closing words is that if you find yourself in any situation in life that's just hard to get away from, like your thoughts or your behavior or the things that you do, you know, and you're sorrowful and you got a contrite spirit, you know, one of the things the Lord revealed to me on how to get rid of it or to have it in more subjection is to fast and pray. Because when you fast and pray, Nicole said the best. I just learned something myself. Is that, you know, you start to think better. You know, you start to think better and you start to learn more. It's like you think better and you do more when it comes to the scriptures because you're focusing on that one particular thing. But, you know, you got some of your life that's attacking you and you really trying to get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? And it just seems like it's not going away. One thing I know for certain is for one, you need to have that faith and you have to believe in God that God will get rid of that. But just do it in fast and pray. And I get a mic.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. And you're right. True breakthroughs come with due perseverance, man, and petition. And sometimes you got to burn that fat, you know, to be heard on high. So with that being said, everyone, want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. You want to be back here again, forgive me, you want to be back here again tomorrow evening. special edition of Sounds of Living Waters. We're going to be dealing with the atonement and those things that pertain to those things, man, and why we should be atoning, man, because we need to. We need to. You want to be here for that. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. And then, of course, on the Sabbath day, we probably will still be dealing with that, with the atonement as well. But with that being said, first and foremost, tomorrow evening, everybody, please prepare yourself. Try not to drink alcohol or anything like that before you go into the atonement, because it ain't going to do nothing but dehydrate you. Alcohol dehydrates you, man. That's what it do. It dehydrates. Stay away from that. You want to stay away from a lot of bread. Bread actually suck up a lot of your water, your natural bodily fluid. So it will have you feeling thirsty too. You know, and just drink water all day and saturate yourself, you know. Don't go into a fast, you know, dehydrated, you know. Yeah, I'm going to drink a lot of water before the sun go down. No, you'll be dehydrated, man. No, try to drink you a cup of water every hour. Make sure you're saturated. And, you know, that way you don't be thinking about it. And for those of us that like to brush our teeth on the atonement and use mouthwash and all of that, mouthwash got sugar in it. And if you was on the desert island and you had a case of toothpaste, you'd be eating it. So knock it off. It's just one day. So, you know, keep that in mind. That's just a pet. That's just one of my pet peeves. How you go about it is on you. I'm just saying, man, the way I see it is just that's how the Lord put it on my heart. You know, I said, well, what about brushing teeth? And then the thought came into my mind. Well, if you was on a desert island and all you had was a case of toothpaste, what would you do with it? Enough said. I was good. So, you know, if you really take care of your hygiene, you know, before you get ready to go into your fast, you'd be good. You be good. Don't worry about it. You know. But with that being said, everyone, please have mercy on your brothers and sisters, and try not to be the judge and executioner. If it's you finding in you to fast for tonight and tomorrow, and then tomorrow, do it. You know. Ain't nothing wrong with that too. But definitely tomorrow evening, sundown, Friday night to Saturday night. With that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters. Do what?
Read your Bible.
Bible.
Read your Bible.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Great job. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.